6 o'clock, I call the January 8th meeting of the Westlake Board of Education to order. Roll call, please.
And this is the organizational meeting?
Yes.
Ms. Lozinski?
Here.
Kraft?
Here.
Fanouken?
Here.
Stoll?
Here.
Winter?
Here.
Okay, let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, I want to thank you all for coming this evening. It isn't quite as cold today as spring will pass, so thank you for being here. Is there a motion to approve the agenda, and is it ready to go?
I'm doing the second meeting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're good. Second.
Roll call, please.
Kraft?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, we have our first hearing of the public, which has to pertain to an agenda item. And if you wish to speak, please come forward and state your name and address. Okay, no one coming forward. So at this time, we move into our election of officers for the coming year. And I would like to nominate Joe Kraft for president.
I second that nomination.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Go ahead. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you for serving as president during the past year. You've done a wonderful job and really kept the ship moving forward and kept us focused on our vision and what we are here to do as board members. And especially with supporting having that training with Jack Marsick and all of the other conversations that we've had to really help bring us together. So thank you, Barb.
Thank you.
I really appreciate that. And I support Joe for president. I think it's a wonderful opportunity to have a new person as president as well.
Okay, roll call, please.
For the record, we just have one nominee, Mr. Kraft, and to elect Mr. Kraft to the position of president of the Board of Education. Fanouken?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Congratulations.
We've got the oath of office. I, Joseph W. Kraft.
I, Joseph W. Kraft.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States of America.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States of America.
The Constitution of the State of Ohio.
The Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And I will faithfully and impartially discharge my duties as president.
I will faithfully and impartially discharge my duty as president.
Of the school board in and for the said Westlake City School District.
Of the school board of the four and said
Westlake City School District. Westlake, Ohio.
Westlake, Ohio.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
In accordance with the laws now.
In accordance with the laws now.
In effect and hereafter.
In effect and hereafter.
To be enacted during my continuance.
To be enacted during my continuance.
In said office.
In said office.
And until my successor is elected and qualified.
And until my successor is elected and qualified.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I do.
Thank you. So the rest is yours.
The next item on the agenda is electing our new vice president. Are there nominees that the board wishes to announce?
I would like to make a nomination of Barb Lozinski to serve as vice president.
Second.
Are there any other nominations? Mr. Hopkins? Oh, I'm sorry. Is there a discussion?
I'll remind you of that.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I just wanted to say that I think it's helpful to have Barb, since Barb has already served as president for a year. It's wonderful to have you serving as vice president. You've served as vice president before, and that'll be a great support to Joe Kraft as he serves out his term.
I'll keep him in line.
Thanks. Okay. Thank you. Sorry about that, Joe.
Is there other discussion? Mr. Hopkins?
All right. For the record, we have one nominee of Mrs. Lozinski for the position of Vice President of the Board of Education. Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Congratulations. I, Barbara H. Lozinski,
do solemnly swear,
do solemnly swear,
that I will support the Constitution of the United States of America,
that I will support the Constitution of the United States of America,
the Constitution of the State of Ohio,
the Constitution of the State of Ohio,
and that I will faithfully and impartially discharge,
and that I will faithfully and impartially discharge,
my duties as Vice President of the School Board,
my duties as Vice President of the School Board,
in and for the said Westlake City School District,
in and for the said Westlake City School District,
Westlake, Ohio,
Westlake, Ohio,
to the best of my ability,
to the best of my ability,
and in accordance with the laws now,
and in accordance with the laws now,
in effect and hereafter,
in effect and hereafter,
to be enacted during my continuance,
to be enacted during my continuance,
in said office,
in said office,
and until my successor is elected and qualified,
and until my successor is elected and qualified.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Hopkins. We're going to move on to the resolution to establish tentative board meetings, correct?
No.
No, I have the
one board
to file form 904 with the county.
Got it, got it. Thank you. Is there a motion to approve resolution, the resolution to authorize the CFO and treasurer to file Form 904?
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Hopkins?
Is there any
discussion?
Other?
I apologize. Yeah. Any discussion?
Is all the addresses correct? And I believe all the terms are correct, but if you would just double check, I would appreciate it.
Correct.
Those are all?
Yes.
Any other discussion? Mr. Hopkins, can you take roll?
Winter?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. We're going to move on to the board organizational matters. The next item on the agenda is a resolution to adopt tentative board meeting calendar. Does everyone have a copy of the calendar?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve the tentative board meeting calendar?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
Todd, is there any way to get that up on the screen? Was that in a...
You know, I have it as administrative, so I don't have access on the screen right now.
Okay.
It is in board docs for you to look up, and we can change it over to public. It's just being tentative. I did not want to post it.
Okay, very good. I just wanted to let folks know that you can check that. So after the meeting, you'll be able to check that. And it's very similar, if not almost identical, to last year's, where we have two board meetings a month. The first one is generally a work session, and the second one is our regular meeting. But both are public meetings and, open to the public.
We do have them listed as a second and fourth Monday of each month. The exceptions to that would be in May, on May 21st. I believe May 28th would be Memorial Day, which would be the second, I'm sorry, the fourth Monday of the month, so we moved it to the 21st. We also have June 29th, which is a Friday evening. I do ask that the board schedule a meeting for the last business day of the month in June for our fiscal year ending. We currently have it scheduled for 6 o'clock, but as we did this year, we can adjust that time as we get closer to the end of June. And then in November, we have the special meeting moved to Sunday, November 11th, during the OSBA Capitol Conference. And then in December, we only have one meeting scheduled, as the second meeting would be Christmas Eve, and I prefer not to be here.
All right.
Any other discussion? Mr. Hopkins, will you take roll?
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Next on the agenda is a resolution to establish a board service fund. Is there a motion to approve the resolution?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
I'm wondering, Scott, could you describe what a service fund is, just for anybody who might not know?
If it's okay with Mr. Goggin, I'll take that. I'll take that question if that's okay.
I apologize.
No, it's the board service fund is set aside for the board to do training or other costs that are involved in performing their duties as a board member. So this will cover help cover the costs, or it does cover the costs for our capital conference when we go down, whether that's travel, hotels, conference fees themselves. Additionally, if the board would attend any professional development, the board is also entitled to mileage, although the board members here do not put it in for travel within the district. But that would be covered as well. Any money that's not spent it's general fund dollars, so it just goes back to our general fund. But we do, by law, we do set aside a set dollar amount, in this case $4,000, to be used during this calendar year.
Mm-hmm. And that amount is the same amount we've had since I've been on the board, so I know the last
It has been a long-standing amount.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other discussion? Mr. Hopkins, will you take roll?
Lozinski?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Motion carries.
The next item on the agenda is a resolution to appoint board members as OSBA delegates, legislative liaison, as well as student achievement liaison. If I may ask, and Mr. Hopkins, if it's acceptable, if I can ask you to, along with me, just record these people.
Yep.
The board members that have an interest. If I can ask for those that have an interest in being the OSB delegate. Dr. Stoll, anyone else?
I'll be the alternate.
Okay, thank you. We have Dr. Stoll as the delegate and Dr. Winter as the alternate.
Thank you.
And
I've got that wrong, because we've only, the first one is the delegate, and it doesn't look like there's an alternate for that. It's the alternate.
There is. There is, and we need to list an alternate, and I think it just is not showing correctly, but I have it on my paperwork here.
Okay, very good.
Very good. Can I have a motion to approve
No, what we can do is fill out this whole resolution.
We'll do that. Wonderful.
So we can move forward with naming the legislative liaison.
Okay. Legislative liaison.
I'll continue to do that unless somebody has a burning desire.
All right. Barbara Lozinski.
Take over.
And we need a single liaison, correct?
Yeah, that's where we don't need an alternate for the liaison piece.
That's it. All right. Moving on to the student achievement liaison. Is there a member of the board who would be our student achievement liaison?
I'm happy to do that.
Dr. Winter. And I believe that is all for this particular issue. Is there a motion to approve those members?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Hopkins, if you'll call roll.
To approve Dr. Stoll as the delegate and Dr. Winter as the alternate to the OSBA Annual Conference, as well as approving Ms. Lozinski as the legislative liaison and Dr. Winter as the student achievement liaison. Stoll?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
If I may move on to the resolution to appoint board members as policy subcommittee. Resolved that the Westlake City Schools Board of Education appoints the following board members to serve on the 2018 policy subcommittee for the Westlake City Schools. Are there members of the board who would be a part of this policy subcommittee?
I'm happy to serve again.
Dr. Winter?
Yes.
Dr. Stoll? Is there a motion to approve Dr. Winter and Dr. Stoll for the policy subcommittee?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Mr. Hopkins, if you'll take the roll.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Moving on to the resolution to appoint board members to the Finance and Audit Subcommittee. If it pleases the board, I'd like to nominate myself for that position. Is there another member of the board that would have an interest?
I'll participate in it too.
Any others? Is there a motion to approve Mr. Fanouken and Mr. Kraft on the Finance Audit Subcommittee?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Mr. Hopkins, if you'll take the roll.
Winter?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Next item on the agenda is a resolution to appoint board members to the Curriculum Subcommittee. Are there members of the board who would serve as Curriculum Subcommittee?
I'd be happy to stay on that committee.
Mrs. Lozinski?
So would I.
Dr. Winter? Any others? Is there a motion to approve Mrs. Lozinski and Dr. Winter to the Curriculum Subcommittee?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Mr. Hopkins, if you'll take the roll.
Stoll?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Next on the agenda is a resolution to appoint board members to the Community Outreach Subcommittee. If I may nominate myself for that position. Is there another board member that would have an interest?
I would have an interest.
Dr. Winter?
Yes.
Any others? Is there a motion to approve Dr. Winter and Mr. Kraft to the Committee for Outreach?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Mr. Hopkins, if you'll take roll.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
The next item on the agenda is a resolution to appoint board member to the Tax Incentive Review Council. Is there a member of the board that has an interest in being the member of the board that sits on the Tax Incentive Review Council?
I'd be willing to do that.
Are there any other board members? Is there a motion to approve Mr. Fanouken to the Tax Incentive Review Council?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Mr. Hopkins, if you'll take the roll.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Next item on the agenda is a resolution to designate the official newspapers for the publication of notices required by law. We have on the resolution the Sun News, the West Shore Sun, and Westlife. Is there a motion to approve these newspapers for the publication of notices required by law?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Mr. Hopkins, if you'll take the roll.
Winter?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Motion carries.
We're going to move on to other organizational matters. A resolution to authorize the CFO treasurer to secure advances from the auditor for funds fully due the school district. Is there a motion to approve of this resolution?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
This allows us to apply for tax advances from the county. You know, when you pay your taxes, they're required to give it to us on settlement date, but by having this resolution, we're able to request the advances before the formal settlement. So this allows it to get the money into our coffers a month, 2 months earlier than would typically be done.
Thank you, Mr. Hopkins. Any other discussion? Mr. Hopkins, if you'll take roll.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Fanukin?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.